Every moment of our life, we have a pop quiz, a pop exam. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Every moment of our life, we have a pop quiz, a pop exam. And this examination tests us on what our attitude is about ourselves. It's testing us about what we believe about ourselves. It's testing us about what causes we put into condition for ourselves. What causes we put in motion for ourselves. Now, every moment of our life, we are tested. It's not something we can get away from. It's not something, really, we want to get away from, but it's not something we can get away from because it is the very essence of our being. What is it that we are going to be quizzed about? Well, let's begin with our attitude about ourselves. Every moment of our life, people come up to us and they say, "Hi, how are you today?" And if our first thought is to tell them about our aches and pains, then we fail the quiz. If our first thought is to tell them how wonderful we are and how great we feel and what the world looks like through our eyes and how marvelous everything is and oh, how excited we are to be alive. Wow, did we pass that quiz, that exam perfectly? Man. Because then they think that we think that the world is wonderful. They think we think we live in a wonderful body. They think we think we're wonderful. And we think we're wonderful. You see, the quiz, the examination is not so much over what somebody wants to know about us, but it's what we want to know about ourselves. It's a reminder to ourselves every single moment of the day of where our thinking is. Hey, can you give me a hand? Sure, glad to give you a hand. No problem at all. But you're so busy right there, you're right in the middle of something. I can set that aside a minute for you. I'm so happy to be able to help you. But I have no right to ask you to help me. You have so many things to do yourself, and you hardly know me, and here I'm asking for favors from you. Oh, hey, that's no problem. I love to share. I love to give. I can always do what I'm doing. I can always set it aside. But you're right in the middle of mixing some concrete there. That's just fine. We'll just turn the mixer on, let it go. What can I do to help you? Well, I've got my cat up the tree here, and I can't get him down, and I'm kind of worried about him. Will you give me a hand? Sure thing. No problem at all. Well, 20 minutes later, we get the cat down. And I go back to the concrete. And the concrete has got a little hard. So I take a sledgehammer and click, 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 knock it to pieces, throw it out, and put in a fresh batch. No problem at all. Oh, what a waste. Oh, my goodness sakes, that's a couple dollars of concrete, and that's a few dollars of this, and time, and messing it up, and having to take the sledgehammer. Hey, what is first things first? I didn't know what his need was, but he felt his need was more important than what I was doing at the moment. Otherwise, he wouldn't have asked me. He wouldn't have come over and said, "Help, hey, help my cat's up the tree, I can't get him down. Leave the cat alone, I'll be there as soon as I finish this batch of concrete. Then I'll come and take care of him." But no, right away, I say, "Okay," and I set my work aside, and I go to help this other person in whatever they ask me to do. Now, it's not that I am somebody else's slave, that they ask me to do things that it's unfair to ask me to do. It's only that I choose to do what I choose to do, and I choose to do it with a happy frame of mind. Now, it is true. I could say to the person, "Hey, can you give me a hand?" "Sure, I'll be there in just a minute. Let me finish what I'm doing here." But I can't wait because the car is on top of my foot, and I'm right there now, instantly. Boom, 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 boom. You know. Now, if a person has to explain what their urgent need is, then we are not really passing our exam. Every time a person has to explain what it is they want us to, if they think it's important for us to do, and we've created them in our life asking us the question, then it's important for us to follow through with a loving heart, with a loving attitude, with a loving acceptance and saying, "Okay, glad to help you, glad to do whatever I can," and go for it. were given lots of exams. Those two were very simple ones, and ones that we could easily not pass because we're doing something that we feel is more important than what anybody else might ask. And what right does someone else have to ask us a question? Well, stop and think about that, too. Nothing in life happens by chance. And that person asked us a question because it was an opportunity for us to take charge of ourselves, an opportunity for us to know how we pass our exams, whether we are going to be cooperative, loving, and helpful, or whether we're going to be putting it off, whatever we're going to do. Why did we ask? Why did we create that person asking us at that moment? Now you say, well, my goodness sakes, that takes a lot of thinking about. That takes a lot of... No, it doesn't take any thinking about. It takes habit. If we ever have anyone ask us a question, it's because we have the answer for them. If we ever create anyone coming into our world with a need, it's because we have the solution for them. If we ever create anything in our world that requires our attention, it's because we have the attention to give to it. You see, nothing in this life happens by chance. Our testing of ourselves doesn't happen by chance either. We are constantly having exams for ourselves as to whether we love ourselves or whether we love our world that we have created or whether we are really a happy person, whether we're healthy or not. When we get an ache or pain, oh my God, that's rheumatism, oh my God, that's this. Name it and claim it, by goodness sakes. When you were a young person and you had a pain in your back and you said, oh boy, I really ran good this afternoon. And so then you stretch and you twist and you turn and you say, ah, oh, that feels better. Now it's gone. And you see, that wouldn't even have to be there. But you didn't name it and claim it as something bad. Oh, you thought it was because of your running. And it could have been because of your running. And it could not have been because of your running. It could have been something entirely. It could have been rheumatism. But no, you didn't accept that. You didn't claim that. You didn't name that. And you didn't have that. Now, some kids do get rheumatism, believe it or not. And that's how they get it, too. I tell you, that's how they get it. They didn't pass the exam. Or maybe they did pass the exam, and that's what they wanted in their life. Who's to say? And today, as we have feelings of aches or pains, immediately we twist and turn, stretch, and oh, I feel so good, I feel so wonderful, and the pain's gone. Believe it or not, practice it. Practice it. The examination is, what are we going to name it or claim it? What answer are we going to give to the test? What answer are we going to give to the test? Are we going to say it's an evil thing? Are we going to say it's a bad thing? Are we going to say it's something we don't want? Or are we going to say, hey, I'm whole and perfect. I'm wonderful. I'm surrounded by beautiful people. I live in a peaceful world. I live in a world that has the best ecology you could ever imagine in your entire life. Oh, wow, wow, wow. I like what I'm doing. I like who I am, and I like where I am, and I like the testings that I give to myself. They're little reminders to be myself and have fun at all times. They're little reminders to enjoy all that life has to offer. They're little reminders that say to me, I'm a wonderful being, and I always will be a wonderful being. Delight in the examinations that come your way. Delight in the little pain that comes your way, and then you say, hey, I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. I feel great, and stretch and twist and turn, and that pain is gone. It says, hey, I guess I don't belong in that particular body. That body is whole and perfect. That body is wonderful. That body is fantastic. We passed the test again. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Think about it. It's just the way it works. It's just the way it works. Now, people come to me as a practitioner and say, hey, I got a problem. I say, tell me your solution. No, I want to tell you my problem. Then get lost. Yeah, I have the right to say that too. I don't choose to have negative things in my consciousness. Neither do you. I choose only to know what joyous, wonderful thing I want for myself and what my people, my creation want for themselves, people I created coming in my life. Maybe I am that little reminder for that person to say, hey, no problems, only solutions. Only solutions. I won't listen to problems. And I've got that right, too. And perhaps that's passing, that's passing the test, too, isn't it? That's passing the exam with flying colors. Okay? Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.